Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for our faith walk of believing God and our faith walk of knowing that God is faithful. In this 15-minute encounter, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the process of there, encouraged in what God is going to do in your life. Remember, the process of there is an Abraham walk. It is that which is spoken of in Galatians 3, that we see that the Bible lets us understand that if we have the faith of Abraham, then the promises of Christ belong to us and the blessings of him belong to us. So this walk of faith is not just receiving Jesus Christ. It is the ability to be diligent and to persevere through circumstances and through impossible things to see what God has shown you and to wait patiently on it and decree it and declare it and watch it manifest. It is a place where you burst out things that other people will not do and other people will not go because it's too hard, it's too difficult. It is a place where you see the demonstration of God's power and authority in your life like never before. It is a place of favor. It is a place of power. It is a place where God releases what he is able to trust you with in your life. And it's a place where, you know, a lot of people don't journey there. It's that narrow road. It's that place where, you know, it's you, God, and the Word. And you have to stand in the Word when everything in your life says, no, this is not going to happen, and people don't believe. But it's a journey that you take because you understand who you're called to identify with. You're identifying with Christ and those who have joined with him and able to believe in impossible situations for God to do the miraculous. So Abraham is one of those things. He's the friend of God. And we see his life waiting on God and birthing out not one, but a nation that will follow after and believe God, not in just the Jews, but in the Gentiles as well. So we are embracing what God has called us, because when God chooses an individual tribe, nation for his glory, he chooses it to get the glory. So you've been chosen by God to get the glory so that he can get the glory out of your life. So you might as well submit and let him do that. We're going to be encouraged today just a little bit more in our faith walk and encouraged in the things of God, because there's a fight that is going on, and the fight that we're facing is not a fight that the enemy fights fair in. It's a fight where he comes at you and he comes to try to discourage you. And we have to understand that that our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, hearing that good news over and over and over again. So you have to encourage yourself in the word of God, in the overcoming testimony that you have in him, but also other believers that God has done miraculous things. You have to keep yourself built up in your most holy faith by encouraging yourself in the word to stand, to see the salvation of the Lord, to see the deliverance of God, because there are things that we fight in warring in the spirit and in our decrees and our declarations that is not a surface thing. Many things are generational things. They're ancient things that you're dealing with. They're principalities and powers in the atmosphere that refuse to let go, refuse to back up, refuse to submit to the authority of God, because the Bible lets us understand that the principalities of this world, the prince of this world, is Satan himself. So he set up and established things in different regions and territories and cities to make sure that certain things does not manifest, that certain breakthroughs don't happen. But we, the righteous, the just, we have power by our words, power in the name of Jesus to decree and declare. And there are many times that what we're decreeing and declaring, we don't see it automatically. We don't see it, and it takes a while to do it because you're chopping down, you're tearing down something that is an ancient something that has been there throughout time, that has been there from the Bible days, that has been there in the time of our great-great-great-grandparents. And so you're battling something that has to be destroyed at the root. And the more you decree and declare the word of God, the more you speak the truth of God, the more you stand on the word, you're seeing a change. But the enemy does not want you to to do what you need to do in the spirit. So he would use different methods to oppress you, to stop you, to hinder you. He would cause trouble to stir up in your life or in circumstances. He would cause trouble to happen. If you're decreeing and declaring that if you're the generations of your family, divorce is something that you see. And so you're decreeing and declaring the word of God and speaking and praying over your marriage and saying, this is not going to happen. I'm going to have this type of marriage, and this is going to be the relationship, and this is going to be the home. Where the enemy has said that he's not going to allow that to happen because he's gone after the generations of your family to make sure that that generation, each generation, experiences brokenness and hardness, experiences loss of relationships, of love. He wants it to be filled with anger and rejection. He wants it to be dysfunctional. He doesn't want there to be a unity. So, therefore, when you start to begin to declare the will of God and the word of God over your family, your life, your marriage, which is your right as an heir of God, you're going to face opposition. So I'm encouraging you to continue to keep yourself built up by hearing the word of God, by receiving the word of God, and letting the good news of the gospel go in and go over your mind and your spirit and your heart, making sure that you're built up in your most holy faith. Get those overcoming testimonies about people who've been in the situation you are, but overcame by the blood, by the word, and continue to allow those things to be what you reassure yourself in and to rest on, reminding yourself that God is not partial. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he will do in your life all that needs to be done. Hebrews lets us understand, Hebrews 10 lets us understand that the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. We are to live by faith. We are to live by what we know to be the truth. And because the challenges of our faith come to make us back down, to make us stop, we have to press towards the mark of the high calling. We have to make sure we gird ourselves up in the word of God, in the word of faith. We basically don't allow anyone to persuade us to turn to the left or to the right or to compromise what we know to be the truth. We keep pressing. We keep moving on. We're going to be those who are faithful in our stand, faithful in what we know, because we understand our God will save us, that he is the saving strength of his anointed, and he will do exactly what he said in our lives. We're just in a fight to make things happen the way that God says. Our fight is a fight of faith. Our faith is something that's powerful. Our faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It shows the evidence of the things that we cannot see, but we know will be manifest. That's what our faith does. That's our great expectation. That's our great hope. We know that what we hope for is really our reality, even though it has not been seen, even though it hasn't showed up yet. We already know this is the reality of what we will live. This is the reality of what we will walk in. This is the reality of what our family, our lives will produce, our spirits will produce, our ministries will produce, our finances will produce. This is the reality. This is the reality of our Father, who has spoken to us and given to us all things that pertain to life in Christ Jesus. We have this because of Jesus Christ. We have this because he has given it to us. We have this because he said, because of what Jesus Christ has done, our God in heaven has made all things available to us, and nothing is being denied us. Nothing. Nothing is being denied us, and we have to understand that. Galatians lets us understand this again, and I'm going to read this because I want you to understand, do not give up because you're in a fight. Don't give up because it's gotten hard. And I'm telling you, I know for myself, I'm in the midst of something right now where I'm believing God to do the miraculous. I'm believing God to open up and make ways, and the fight has gotten harder. But the fight is an indication to me that I'm at the breakthrough, that God is going to do something miraculous. And the word of God says in Galatians 3, God gave the promise to Abraham, his child. And notice that the scripture doesn't say his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it's saying his child. That is, of course, it means Christ. That means that Christ did something for us that Abraham waited for. God did it through Jesus Christ, and he made it ours so that we can walk in it, so that we can have it.
And the word of God lets us understand this. And it says, for we are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have united with Christ and baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. They're no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. For we are one in Christ Jesus. Now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are heirs of God's promises to Abraham, and these promises belong to you. So everything that God promised Abraham, it is ours, and the enemy will try to fight you for it. It still belongs to you. It's been given to you by God. And it says in the 18th verse of the third chapter, for if the inheritance could be received by keeping the law, then it would not be the result of accepting God's promise. But God graciously gave it to Abraham as a promise. Jesus came and fulfilled that promise. So everything that Abraham did belongs to us. Therefore, we're not backing down because we're in a fight, because time looks like it's moving against us, because the circumstances look like it's not going to change on our behalf. We are standing knowing that what we expect is the reality of what we're going to have, because God has promised it to us, and he will not fail us. And even though we're in a, it looks like it's been a long battle, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in your life. You will see that thing manifest. You will see that thing show up. You will see God's word not be made a lie, not be mocked. You will see it produce all every fruit and every result that God has promised you, because he said it and he cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. It's going to materialize in your life. It's going to show up, and it's going to show up on time. Even though you're in a fight, God will not allow you to be ashamed, because you hope in him, because you believe in him, because you stand on his word. The enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to let go. But stand there and see God's salvation. Stand there and see the light and the power of him. Stand there and watch and let there be manifested in your situation. That means God is going to speak over you, and what he says is going to be that which is going to materialize in your life. It's going to materialize on your behalf, because God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you. He is God, and no one else can defeat him. He is God, and he's undefeatable. He holds the title to every championship that could ever be known throughout time. God always wins. God always wins. God always wins. And the Lord lets us see this, and lets us celebrate the fact that and it is impossible to please God without faith. But we have faith enough to believe that he can do it for us, because we are his children. We have faith enough to believe that it's going to come to pass, because we belong to him. We have faith enough to believe that God is going to turn no's into yeses and turn and change minds and hearts for us, because he's that kind of God. He's that kind of Savior. He's that kind of Redeemer. He's going to do it for us. We're going to see it manifest in our lives, because God is for us. Hebrews, the second chapter, says this. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says this, and we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion, who initiates and protects our faith. So basically, God is the one who's saying, I want you to do this in me, and because you're keeping your eyes on me, I'm going to make sure that what you see is going to be the manifestation of what you know to be true, the evidence of what you know to be true, that which you're holding on to. I want you not to let go. I want you to understand that I'm working on your behalf, and that everything that I promise you is going to manifest. And sometimes the enemy tries to make it seem as if it's not going to, but you do not get weary in your well-doing. Do not give up because of the fight. Do not get in a place where you doubt what God has promised you and you doubt his word. You have to fight. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. Our faith is the evidence of things that we cannot see. We know that our faith will be there before the foundation of the earth. Our faith was there before the foundation of the earth, because out of that faith, out of that spoken word of faith, everything came into existence. And that same word of faith, that same life is living through Jesus Christ. That's why we have to
to please God in our faith, because our faith is powerful. And if the enemy can get us to stop believing, then he has us. But we will hope in God. We will believe his report. I'm Dr. Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the Prophets of the Day. I pray that you have an absolutely blessed weekend and a blessed absolute week next week until we come back again. Stand in faith and watch God. Have a great, great day.